from Mondakistan to the Flathead. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, what a great way to kick off the new year here with our first live show of 2026, Freedom Friday, with our good friend George Blackard. George, happy new year to you, my friend. How's it been going?
Hey, happy first day of 2026. I mean, on the radio anyway. It's going great. I'm looking forward to a great year. Kind of wrapped up last year in a good way. So, you know, things are looking good in America.
Yeah, you know, and if they're not, then find another view. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In fact, actually, that kind of ties in with I was going to ask if you had any New Year's wisdom for our listeners out there before we get into some of the news of the day. So, so yesterday, you know, if you were in Kalispell or frankly anywhere in the entire valley, all you would see is gray skies, cloudy, fog. But then, man, you go up to the – so yesterday I went up to the ski hill with one of the kids, and it's like if you're in the valley, all you see is fog, all you see are clouds. The moment you get up above those clouds and you get up to the ski hill, my goodness, beautiful bluebird day, white peaks, you know, 360 all the way around you, and the fog covering the Flathead Valley was like looking out on the ocean or a massive lake. It was absolutely incredible. So I shared a photo on social media yesterday, and I just said, hey, if you were stuck in the fog in 2025, climb higher in 2026, and you're going to get above the fog.
There you go. Exactly. See, that's a great analogy there. I like that. You know, I think what I've learned, Aaron, is you know, we need to give thanks for all the good things that we have in our lives. And I know we always have bad things, and there are going to always be some bad things. But if we're giving thanks for the good things, then that changes our attitude, and that changes our thought process. And being thankful for the good things you have, and, you know, and the stuff that you can't control, just give it to God and trust that he'll take care of it. So
that's great
advice.
That's
been working a lot.
That's great advice. You know, interestingly enough, a Christian mentor of mine in Billings and our Jewish rabbi friend in Bozeman, they both say the same thing. Start every morning with a prayer of gratitude, focusing on something that you're thankful for. And, man, if people are thinking of making a New Year's resolution, maybe that could just be one, which is every day just start with what are you thankful for? What are you grateful for? And, you know, it reminds me of a great one-liner that Becky Hillier shared with me. Our friend Becky shared last year. She said, not every day is a good day, but there's good in every day. So try to find that good in every day and start your day by being thankful for that good. Great message there, George. Hold that thought. Lots to talk about here with our friend George Blackard. Plus, we've got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Big news out of Iran, plus the Kami Mamdani sworn in as mayor of New York City. We'll get to that and more with our friend George Blackard. And, of course, there's a lot of big Montana news that we're going to get to this morning here is, well, a lot of big news stories that came out during the Christmas, New Year's holiday break. Isn't it interesting how they always release the big news and try to get it buried during the holidays? Oh, yeah, we'll talk about it. Stand by. Back right after this.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, it was very cool. If you were listening to our holiday best of show yesterday, big thanks to our producer, Caden Bjornsted, for putting that whole program together for our affiliates and for our listeners all across the state. But if you listened, yeah, yesterday, it was my recent conversation with Montana's Attorney General, Austin Knutson, talking about that big news out of St. Regis and the 41 deportation arrests there, the massive drug bust, and more. But speaking of Attorney General Austin Knutson, it was a massive 6-1 win for Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson. The Montana Supreme Court ruling came out on New Year's Eve, the afternoon of New Year's Eve. The Supreme Court ruling said basically two things: that the ethics complaint against him is dismissed, and that the Democrat-controlled panel that was pushing forward this absurd ethics complaint against him, they violated the due process rights of the elected attorney general of the state of Montana. George, of course, that's big news. I'll be talking about more in the next hour of the show. But isn't it just interesting how big news like that comes out on a holiday and you know, when people are typically paying less attention?
Well, of course, you know, they do that by design. And the media in Montana, some of this, the newspapers and things, I don't know where that information comes from, but they're certainly not locally run anymore. But, yeah, I'm glad he got that ruling back because, you know, everybody knew that was just a farce to begin with. And that's the nicest word I could think of. But it's good to see him in the clear, and you know, we can move on with business instead of being sidetracked with nonsense like that.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. Like, you just made a really good point that what this bogus ethics complaint against the AG was designed to do was they were basically interfering in the 2024 elections. They were trying to make the AG look bad because, you know, so-and-so under investigation. You know, they make big news out of that to try to make you look bad. But then when you're cleared, they make little news out of that, right? And so, right. But the other angle here is they were also trying to bog down the AG from getting the business done for the people of Montana. Remember, he was taking the lead on so many different cases, you know, going after the Biden administration's federal overreach against Montana coal and Montana energy, going against the illegal alien invasion of this country. AG Knutson was taking the lead in so many of those different cases. And by the way, he still did, and he was still very successful, even though they tried to bog him down with this bogus ethics complaint.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, that's a play straight out of the Democrat playbook, too, is you release false information, you tell a false story, or you just flat out lie, and you know it's not true, but then when it's time to retract it, nobody's listening to that, and it's done in such a quiet way that many people just remember the lie. They don't remember the truth that came out in the end.
Well, that's a great point. I don't know if you ever saw General Michael Flynn's movie, the Flynn film documentary that he put together, or his book that came out that covers similar topics as well. But I remember when I went to the film screening, it was at a church outside Billings, and General Flynn, when he gave remarks before the screening of the film, he asked everybody, you know, hey, how many of you people thought that I did prison time, that I was sent to prison, you know, over this whole deal? And a lot of people raised their hands. He's like, no, false, I never was. In fact, the case was basically thrown out. He says, but people never knew that because they heard story after story after story of the allegations and the fraudulent attacks against him, but they never got the full story when he was – but there was never a big deal made out of the fact that he was cleared, that the whole thing was thrown out.
Absolutely, and that's why, Aaron, I have to look things up constantly because I remember something, and I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm remembering the right part or the wrong part of that story.
And then you try to Google it, and Google just gives you more bad information. So, yeah, oh, yeah, I got to go somewhere else to find this, apparently, here. Yeah. Well, let's see. So many topics in the news here on this Freedom Friday, first Freedom Friday of the new year. Where do you want to start, George?
Well, I think we should start with Iran. This is a big, big story because it really can affect the whole world. And this is a big moment in Iran right now. So people may not know, and I will direct them, if they look up Iran in the 70s, they're going to see a society that looks a lot like the United States. They were dressing the same. They were doing things, you know, that we did in the United States. And that was before the big change in 79. So a lot of people just don't understand what Iran is as a country. But you suddenly have the people in Iran that are trying to stand up to their government. They're protesting. And over there, if you protest, that's enough to get you murdered right there, just protesting the government. And they're out in mass doing that right now. So this could be a real turning point for the Middle East and the whole world depending on what happens next. And how much the United States is involved in that's going to have a lot to do with it, because we haven't had a president that had enough guts to do anything to help those people up to now, and now we do. So it's going to be very interesting to see what route President Trump takes with this.
Well, and look, I think we are seeing the butterfly effect of American leadership. When America leads, the world succeeds. When America falls behind, the world falls behind. And when I look at this news coming out of Iran about these pro-freedom protesters, it's like, you know what? Freedom is going viral. As Sean Hannity says, freedom is back in style in parts of the world where there is zero freedom. All right, hold that thought. Back right after this.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, lots to talk about with our friend George Blackard here on this Freedom Friday. You know, George, when I think about your comments on Iran and the pro-freedom protesters there risking their lives, risking torture for being out in the streets and protesting for freedom, protesting the regime there, I had to go back and look at my conversation right around Thanksgiving with Dr. Merdad Kia from the University of Montana, because he's an expert on that region. He grew up in Iran. He fled before the terrorists took over Iran. And you know what happened in the 1970s? We had American weakness with the Democrats and Jimmy Carter. And that's what allowed the terrorists to take over Iran. And then what happened? Terrorism started to go viral, didn't it? And you started to see other countries get intimidated by terrorist groups or Islamic hardliners. And they started saying, well, God, we don't want to get overthrown like the Shah got overthrown, so we better pander to these people. And then you saw terrorism on the march. Now, when you're seeing American strength with a President Donald J. Trump, he took out the Iranian nuclear sites thanks to our friends in Israel. You've got these historic Abraham Accord agreements back on track here. President Trump just said, I think yesterday or a couple of days ago, that Saudi Arabia is ready to sign the Abraham Accords, this peace deal with Israel. I mean, this is just monumental. So again, with American strength, freedom is going viral. Peace is going viral.
Absolutely. And, you know, when President Trump comes out and says, tells the Iranian government that you better not kill protesters, because if you do, we're going to come over there and you're going to pay for it. Well, you know, that encourages these people to know that, hey, we have somebody that's going to come help us. And, you know, that has a lot of sway and a lot of power in their minds. And so, you know, it's interesting. I've been kind of following Goldie Gamari. Do you know, have you heard of her?
I've seen the name before. Yeah.
She was a member of the government in Canada. She served up there. She's young. She's 40 years old. And she does these very short clips on social media about what Iran is really like and really about and what the people are about. And it's very interesting because she brings up things that you don't hear anywhere else. But, you know, there are a lot of Christians in Iran, so it's not really what you think it is when you see what their government is, because their government is not representative of the mass majority of people there.
Well, Dr. Merdad Kia, I mean, I believe he grew up Muslim in Iran, but he remembers, you know, 1960s, 1970s Iran. In fact, I saw a video yesterday on X. It was a tea commercial, a chai commercial from like Iran in the 70s. And the woman was dressed up. You would think she was like attending a Beatles concert in the United States. You know, she had on a skirt and like a tight sweater and, you know, pretty hairdo and everything. And it was like that was an Iranian chai commercial on TV back in the 70s. But Dr. Kia talked about being a kid in the 60s and 70s. And he said, we had Jewish classmates, we had Christian classmates, and there was no issue. until these terrorists started coming in and taking over. But you know, when I talked with him a little over a month ago, he talked about how basically the supreme leader of Iran, the people over there are calling him Ali the Rat, and that he's basically in hiding right now. Because remember when Israel came in and just battered their missile defense sites, and Israel came in and just took out a number of the Ayatollah's top lieutenants, and then, of course, that paved the way for our incredible bomber pilots to go in and wipe out the nuclear facilities there. I mean, this regime is, according to Dr. Kia, severely weakened to where now you have people that are emboldened to get out on the streets, and so they're going to try to crush it. They're going to try to quell it. So, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out on the ground because, you know, the American people don't want American boots on the ground. It's, as Dr. Kia said, it's going to have to come from the people of Iran, and it sounds like that may be starting to happen.
Well, absolutely, and that is key right there because, I mean, look at Afghanistan. How much time did we spend there? And we left, and 15 minutes later, you know, it was back to control of terrorists. And this is not something that's easy to do. Your people have to be committed to it. And, you know, they got to, it's just like somebody serving in the military. They got to be willing to sacrifice to get their country back. And there will have to be some sacrifice to get that, unfortunately. But, you know, you're right. They closed down 21 of the 31 provinces this week. And that's a big shutdown. And they are actually, I think, Khamenei is really showing that he, you know, he's a bully. And when it comes down to somebody standing up to him in the schoolyard, he's backing down. He's going and hiding. But you certainly can't trust him. You just never know what they're going to do.
All right. That brings us to another topic here, the Kami Mamdani, Zohran Mamdani. You see, you have to use a culturally sensitive pronunciation, you know, and so AOC, when she was speaking on behalf of Zohran Mamdani yesterday, she was like, it's Zohran. And so, you know, we got to say Zohran. You can't just say Zohran. You know, you got to be culturally sensitive here. So you got to hack it up here while you do it. Sam Faddis, who's a former CIA operations officer, I think he was a station chief at one point as well, on his AND magazine website, he reported a while back that the Kami Mamdani is a part of the same sect of radical Islam that the regime in charge of Iran is a part of. Well, he was just sworn in as mayor of New York City yesterday.
Absolutely, and that is true, and that's really important to know. You didn't see the American media reporting on that much, and you know, because they don't want to admit that, but it's true, and that is something that we certainly need to look at. And you know, his first day in office, he starts with executive orders, and he's targeting landlords and things like that. So we're gonna see some pretty wild things happen there right off the bat.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's promising free daycare. That worked out so well in Minnesota. Government-run grocery stores. Man, you think the fruit and vegetables don't last long now. Wait till the government gets a hold of it, right? Gets a hold of the produce aisle. Free everything, but somebody's got to pay for it. I think the only thing that could save New York City and save Mamdani is Donald J. Trump. What Trump is doing for the economy, Trump loves New York City, but what Trump is doing for safety, and frankly, already President Trump getting so many of these illegal aliens out of the country has already been a big help to New York City. And so I think you're going to see Mamdani try to take credit for what Donald Trump has actually delivered.
Oh, I think so. He's going to try and take credit for anything he can, where he can, to make himself look good. You know, he's tried to entrench himself in there. He's in it for the long haul, so to speak. So, you're going to have to wade through a lot of fact and fiction with this guy for sure. But I think one thing, too, is with the apartments and all the rent and the housing, we'll see a result in that pretty quickly, good or bad.
Well, and you might see, you know, a short-term boost where people are like, oh, yay, my rent got, you know, this or that. But then once the policies start to have an impact, you're going to see the downslide and the harm that's actually caused as a result of it. So I think it was Wednesday morning. You know, I was taking some vacation days, but the folks at Newsmax TV asked if I would join them for a Newsmax segment. I thought, yeah, what the heck? Why not? You know, I'll do a Newsmax interview in the morning and then hit the ski hill by lunch. That's the beauty of living in Montana. So I did a Newsmax interview before we took off to go get some skiing in. And there were like four different topics that we were maybe going to cover, but the one that we ended up talking about was Mamdani. George, I don't know if you know this, but there was the public swearing-in ceremony that was just kind of ceremonial, but Mamdani was actually sworn in an underground abandoned subway station. And so when I was on Newsmax, I was kind of just talking about how ironic it was that Mamdani had to use an abandoned subway station underground. You know, what, he couldn't use an existing subway station because it was too dangerous? Maybe they needed to call in the American hero Daniel Penny to provide security.
Oh, man. Yeah, I tell you what. Well, that's interesting. You know, the second one, it's underground. I think there's going to be a lot of things that go on underground in his reign as mayor there, and I think this first step of revoking every executive order issued by the last mayor since September of 2024 speaks volumes. You know, just I'm gonna undo everything this guy did.
Yeah, it's crazy, but thankfully we don't have to live in New York City. So the other thing I pointed out was, you know, hey, with the new year, no tax on tips. You know, waiters and waitresses can file their tax returns and get their taxes on their tip money back. A lot of people are going to see higher paychecks because less money being taken out of their paychecks. That is huge. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is refusing to allow no tax on tips in New York. So that was the other point I made, because there was this former Democrat state senator who was on Newsmax with me, and I was like, you guys sit here and talk about the working class and working class folks, and you pander with Mamdani. I was like, but Governor Hochul literally has her hand in the tip jar, stealing tip money from waitresses. So yeah, don't lecture us about the working class.
Oh, absolutely. That's just nuts. You know, that says a lot about her when the rest of the country's going that way. And this is a good thing for people. And she's got the audacity to say, not in my state. You're not doing that here.
Nail in the coffin of the supposed working class, the party of the working class, right? George, hold that thought. We got a quick break to take here. I got an email from Donald in Billings. I'll share with you coming up after the break. Plus, you can call in and jump on the conversation on this Freedom Friday, 406-294-0970. We've got phone lines open for you right now.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I'll get to Donald in Billings, his email here in just a second. But first, let's start getting into the phone lines. We've got Lori in Billings on the phone lines. Lori, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
That'll be an exciting year. So, just a question. So this year, no taxes on chips and overtime. The taxes were still taken out, and now when we file, you know, we'll get refunded or credited. What about for 2026? Is that going to be the same case every year, or is starting this year they're not even taking the taxes out at all?
Good question. My assumption, I know we probably have an accountant listening or somebody who has the answer. My assumption is that every year you still get taxed on it, but you file your return and then you get it refunded to you. So that's how the no tax on tips works. That's my assumption. The other question I've had, Lori, and I did a so Montana a couple of years ago. So federal taxes, obviously no tax on tips. What about state taxes here in Montana? Because Montana, you remember, state taxes, for a while, you were being taxed on your tips because the state, when they passed legislation simplifying the tax code to mirror the federal tax code, that meant that the tips would now be taxed in Montana for state taxes. But since it's the feds that did away with taxes on tips and our legislation already says that our tax code mirrors the federal tax code, as I understand it, that also means that there will be no state taxes on tips in Montana either.
That's a very good question, Aaron. Hopefully, like you said, somebody will call in and answer it for all of us.
Yeah, or I should reach out to the the revenue department, see if they want to join us with, hey, new year, new taxes, all that type of stuff. That could be pretty informative. Well, Lori, thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. Appreciate your phone call. Caden, you can go ahead and send Mark in Fort Benton to us in the meantime. There we go. We'll get to Mark in Fort Benton here in just a second. George, any thoughts on the no tax on tips before I get to the next message here? Are you there, George? I'm not hearing you all of a sudden. I might have to reconnect with him there. I am not hearing George all of a sudden. Okay, well, we will reconnect with George in the meantime here. This was the message. George, if you can hear me, I'm just going to call you right back so that we can get you on the phone here. All right, let me recall him here in the meantime. Let's see. So this was the message that came in. This was an email that came in from Donald in Billings. Is it true when it comes? So the headline was Billings Gazette sold. Is it true? Yes, it's true. I saw a news article over the holiday break here that the Lee newspapers have been sold. There is a new owner of the Lee newspapers. So that means the Billings Gazette was sold. It means the Helena IR, the Missoulian, the Ravalli Republic, the Montana Standard, all sold and has a new owner. So Donald continued with this. Apparently a very wealthy man from Florida purchased them. Does this mean we may get a balanced view? I would love to support a new voice with real journalism, not what we have now with the Lee newspapers. Happy New Year. This is going to be a great year if us conservatives get off our backsides. Donald, thank you for that message. Great to hear from you. Let me see. I'll check in with George here. But first, let's go to Mark in Fort Benton. Mark, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Hello, Aaron. Good morning, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Let's start 2026 is a great start with these thoughts I've mentioned once or twice before when I've called in, and that is, you know, like George and you were talking earlier this morning about how when the allegations come out, it's big public news, but when they retract, like against our attorney general or General Flynn, when they said he was acquitted of anything he was accused of and never did jail time, nobody makes big notes of that. And I still think our Montana Republican Committee and the National Republican Committee need to put out streaming information about what is the conservative platform and what's really happening on certain events that were bogus lies to start with. And you know, how can we condemn the young people to vote liberal if they're not informed on what really the facts are? We might get a whole lot more conservative voters in our younger generations if they got on streaming and some other social media platforms and so forth of what the real facts are that we put out. Here's what has been proposed, black and white in writing and, you know, and streaming of some kind that shows what was said or what has happened or what we stand for and what they stand for. Just so everybody can see it black and white, they'll remember a lot longer to the election time and not wait till the 2 weeks before the election. We've got to start programming people for what the real facts are and what conservatives believe in versus what the opposing party does and says and falsifies, and get that out. And I just can't believe that isn't coming out that I have younger family members that are still ignorant of what the conservative real philosophy is, instead of what they claim, you know, even what the guy that shot Kirk, Charlie Kirk, had all these misinformation facts about him being, you know, Hitler and fascist and hate messages, all false.
Yeah, yeah. No, you make a very good point, is that how do people, aside from following individuals or organizations on social media, outside of talk radio in a state like Montana, where do you get this type of information? There's great radio programs across the state that are putting out good information. But outside of that, there's some weekly newspapers that put out some good information. But, yeah, and even what you see in some of the Lee newspapers, it's not even their own reporters doing the stories. It's outsourced Democrat mega donor dark money funded blogs that are producing supposed news stories that can then get copy and pasted into the news as if it's news. And so, yeah, whatever we can do to get out more information's got to be done. Great point. Let me see if George is back with us. George, are you there?
I made it back.
Hey, all right. I'm not sure if that was my phone or what happened there, but lots of things for you to weigh in on. Where do you want to start?
Well, I think, you know, the Billings Gazette hasn't had a good reporter there since Cindy Eucken left. But, you know, that's it. People don't realize that it's so on such autopilot, and they get this news that they send to all the newspapers. It's exactly the same. And, you know, it is hard to find a good source for information that you can trust, that, you know, that hones in on some of the small things. Some of the small things are very impactful. And, you know, even some of the mainstream conservative media doesn't cover it the way they should, in my view.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Let's see. We got another caller on the phone lines here. We've got Chelsea in Billings. Chelsea, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd just like to know why people who get tips don't have to pay taxes on them. I have Social Security, and I have to pay taxes on that because it is classified as income. What is the difference? I'll listen to your answer. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Chelsea. Yeah, so, well, actually, that's the other good news. Thanks to the working families' tax cuts passed by Republicans and opposed, I think unanimously, if not nearly unanimously, by the Democrats, no tax on Social Security was also included in that federal legislation. Now, and that's where I have another follow-up. Okay, so will that apply when it comes to Montana taxes now as well? Because, George, I mean, man, you've been on this show long enough now. How many times have we heard people call in to say, stop taxing our Social Security? We've been taxed on it our entire life. And yet Montana is one of a handful of states that is still taxed Social Security benefits. Thankfully, Trump and the Republicans are doing away with it at the federal level. I'm hoping it applies at the state level, but I'm not sure on this one yet if it will.
Well, I hope it does. You know, with this, you know, refund that we got because they took too much of our money, let's go ahead and stop taxing that. I think that's a good idea, and I think it's feasible. I think it's something that they can do. They just need to do it.
Yeah, that's right. Let's see. Okay, George, I know you had a couple of other topics you wanted to get to here this morning. I guess give us a quick teaser. We've got about 30 seconds before the next break.
All right. Well, at Harvard University, a 40-year professor there left because of DEI policies, and I think it's something that everybody ought to be paying attention to.
All right. We'll talk about that, plus America's 250th birthday later this year. That's the great, exciting news about 2026, America's 250th birthday. I don't know if you guys saw it, but heading into New Year's Eve, on the Washington Monument, they had video streamed on the sides of the Washington Monument. It was incredible. It was about America's 250 years of history, and the imagery was just incredibly powerful. You got to check it out.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And Democrats are pretty much on the wrong side of all of it. If you look at the president, why are Democrats still clinging to championing the rights of men to play women's sports? Why are Democrats clinging to this idiocy of no bail laws? Why are Democrats clinging to the idiocy of defund, dismantle no bail laws? Why are Democrats, you know, screaming bloody murder when Donald Trump goes into our nation's capital and we have a murder-free week when, on average, we have nearly four homicides per week in Washington, D.C., and by far the largest homicide rate of any capital city in the world? You would think that Democrats want law and order and safety and security. It's fundamental.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, if you ever thought about upgrading your window treatments but didn't want the hassle, our friends at Blinds.com are here to change the game. They are the only company that lets you shop for custom blinds and shades online. You just go to Blinds.com. You can skip the stress. Blinds.com makes it easy to get that designer look without that showroom markup. Now, you get the same quality, the same service you would at other high-end stores, but you get it at a fraction of the price. Now, samples, they'll send them to your door directly. Now, more than just blinds, Blinds.com carries everything from bamboo shades to shutters, outdoor shades for your patio, and much, much more. All Blinds.com orders are back with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Right now, Blinds.com is giving you, my listeners, an exclusive $50 off offer when you spend $500 or more. Just use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, when you check out. It's a limited time offer. Just go to Blinds.com for details. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Pulino.
We need more peace, love, and care.
For New Year's Eve, every big country fan knows that the country stars are all gathering at New Year's Eve Live, Nashville's Big Bash, airing on CBS and Paramount Plus. Jason Aldean, Bailey Zimmerman, and Lainey Wilson are headlining the five-hour show. It also features sets from Keith Urban, Brooks and Dunn, Dierks Bentley, Rascal Flatts, Riley Green, Megan Maroney, Zach Top, and more. Miranda Lambert is mourning her beloved Chihuahua. The country singer shared a collection of photos and videos on Instagram showing her holding her dog Cher, taken throughout the years, including one with Lambert holding Cher at the ACM Awards. Lambert writing in part, "Cher gave us 15 years of love and all the Chihuahua attitude and energy she had to give. And if you've ever had a Chi-Chi, you know what I mean." That's Fox Country on Fox News.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, I mentioned the big news we've got on the Montana Talks website, a massive 6-1 win for Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson following this Montana Supreme Court ruling that just came out on New Year's Eve. His campaign manager from the 2024 elections, Jake Eaton, is going to call in and join us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. I can't wait to hear Jake's reaction to all this news and more. All right, George Blackard, tell us about this Harvard story.
No, so there was a professor there who, after 4 years, decided to resign or retire, actually. And he talked about how much the school has changed, and it was just too much for him in the end. And he said, he saw one white student, male white student, who he said was as qualified as anyone he had ever seen. He was brilliant. He kept applying for different, like internships, and they wouldn't give him one because he was white, even though he was one of the smartest students he'd ever seen. And he goes on to say that even the faculty there, it used to be on the faculty, you had to have published two writings, two books, and it was strict. If you hadn't done that, you couldn't be on the faculty. And by the end, today, he said, well, if you write two paragraphs that are good enough to be in a book, they'll accept that. So this whole diversity, equity, inclusion has changed that school. And, you know, this is supposed to be one of the premier schools in our country, but, they're lowering standards just to check boxes. So their sheepskin isn't worth what it's written on anymore.
Yeah, and then they're denying opportunities to people because of the color of their skin. Absolutely disgusting. Hey, let's end on a fun light note here. George, I got an email from the Montana VA healthcare system here earlier this morning, and I thought, this is really cool. I got to mention this with George. Although I thought, George, maybe you're too young to qualify, but we can at least spread the word. So the Montana VA is supporting the National Golden Age Games. So they're calling all athletes 55 years and older to compete in the VA Golden Age Games. That's pretty cool. I know you're probably too young to compete, but I thought it's pretty cool to share with our listeners anyway.
Well, I don't know. I might be eligible for that. But, you know, for me to participate, the word athlete, I don't know about that. You know, if they've got poker or dominoes, maybe I could qualify, get in on something like that. But if it includes something too physical, man, I might be past that.
I was going to say, yeah, there's probably some veterans who are reading that. Golden Age Games. I retired, so I don't have to play these games anymore. PT, I better not have to show up at 05.
I got to get me a PT belt, probably.
Yeah, that's right. Get a reflector belt. Yeah, or the reflective vest. Yeah.
Yeah, well, 55 and older, it says I qualify. I could be doing it, but maybe they got pool, because we shot a lot of pool in the Navy, so maybe they got that.
Well, you know, they could put you in a pool. You could do, like, the, what do they call the organized swimming, you know, where they dance in the pool, or whatever that is. What's that called?
Yeah.
Could you imagine a bunch of hairy-bellied veterans doing the synchronized swimming for the VA Golden Games?
Oh, my God.
Their beards hanging down.
Well, you know, that's funny. I do see they have shuffleboard. I could probably do that.
Ooh. I'd be on your team for that one. Shuffleboard. That'd be a great one. Yeah. And you're probably.
They got golf.
Well, there you go. There you go. Miniature golf?
Well, no, I think it's regular golf, and I probably wouldn't win, but I'd sure have fun doing it. Billiards. They do have billiards.
Hey,
it's right there.
There you go. And, of course, a beverage is required at all times in the hands of the VA's games. All right, George, Happy New Year. Happy Freedom Friday. Great to have you on the show, as always. All right, we'll get to these big Montana stories and more. Plus, we'll take some more of your phone calls coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.